Alright, welcome to Ninja Consultant Show 7.
Yes, Show 7.
Although, technically it's our 9th show.
Technically, it is our 7th show, because we had a multi-part show.
And Show A, B, and C, right?
But when you have several volumes in a series, that's still one series. So when you have your second look, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter. Not the point.
The point is,
the point is interviews.
Yeah, we've recorded a ton of interviews lately, and I haven't had time to put them all out since we recorded so much material.
What Aaron means is that we've recorded 3 interviews that are a ton of hours long, and they need to be edited.
Remember that time I interviewed Chris? Because he didn't want to be
interviewed. Oh, crap.
That's actually 4 interviews.
Chris.
Chris, you'll hear Chris.
Chris had lots of things to say.
He's not very interesting.
Hear that, Chris? We're calling you a lame-o.
Is he even listening?
Lame-o.
Probably not.
Anyway, the first of these interviews is David Ng, the Ng Master, who has taken thousands of cosplay photographs on his website, which gets a lot of traffic, and he's also been to Japan to go to Comic-Con and to just tour historical stuff. So he has a lot of interesting things to say. Now, the interesting thing about him is I was reading his live journal for about a year before I met him, and occasionally I would make comments and be like, oh, are you in this con? I will also be there, and then a couple of times, maybe we'll finally get the chance to meet face-to-face. Now, 3 times this year, we went to the same conventions, and I never ran into him. Like, I really meant to say hi at Anime Central, and it just didn't work out. He was photographing the Masquerade, I didn't even go to the Masquerade, and we left, and, you know, and so forth. So last Labor Day weekend, I actually met up with him, and we chatted for a while.
Yeah.
And then went out to dinner with someone else who I sort of knew from online, from a mailing list. DJ Ranma.
It's DJ Ranma.
That's his live journal name.
I know that.
Anyway, also, after that, there's another interview with someone who demanded to be interviewed. His name is Andrew, and he's been listening to our show from the very beginning because he is training to be a ninja.
Oh man, see, this is the great part. This is where we get to be the media that misquotes everyone. Like, when you do your interview, and you're like, man, that was a good interview, and then you see it published, and the thing that you didn't want them to say, and you kept saying over and over again that you didn't want them to say, then they say that thing, and you're like, oh man! You tell all your friends that you were misquoted over and over during the course of the interview, which was very interesting. You kept saying, I'm not a real ninja. I do not consider myself a ninja, even though he is studying ninjutsu, which you will hear all about in the interview.
Okay, so
I can take the opportunity to say, this kid was a real ninja that we had on the show. I don't understand 100% real ninja.
I think he said it was below 2 meters.
Yeah. Although he did tell us about some very impressive instructors that he has had and the instructors of his instructors. But that's later. I know that I said that we'd have that up by the 24th. But in the industry, in the podcast industry,
that was... Who did you say that to?
I said it to him on the interview.
Oh, well, that was...
And, you corrected me. However, in the podcast industry, that is known as a lie that I told you. So I'm sorry about that, but it will be up. It will be up soon.
I think it's just wishful thinking.
It's wishful thinking. Yes, in the podcast industry, we call that wishful thinking.
Right.
We call that fraud.
So then, okay... Then, you might, if you listen to Otaku Generation, which I know a bunch of you do, because our site referral stats show them as the number one referral site for our site, then you'll know that this last Saturday, I had some guests in the city. We had Scott Melzer, the maker of This Is Otaku Dem, and a recent movie, Steam, which has nothing to do with Steam Boy. And his friend Matt Pison, who is a big video ops guy at Otakon and was interviewed on their first show, they're big friends, and they came to the city with 2 of their other friends, this guy, Mike.
Way to go. You remember the name of the guest.
Okay.
Yes.
And
Mike and Matt and Mark and Scott.
Right. And Mark was an artist in Artist Alley.
Yeah.
He has really good sketches and some insightful things to say.
Which you will not be able to see, at least not on the podcast, because, of course, it is auditory.
Well, no, link to his site. That's part of the point of
well,
podcast.
Well, you can, yes, in the notes.
Have you ever even listened to a podcast?
I don't know what podcast means. Each passing moment, more footage that has to be edited enters the mic.
We've talked for 2 minutes.
That's not the point. We've already talked for 2 minutes.
This is part one of my interview with David A.
That's true.
That's it. There we go.
There we go. That's all we need.
Cheers, then. I'm sitting here with David Ng. Ing. David Ng from, you know, your website again?
Ingmaster.com.
Ingmaster.com, where there are like thousands of photos of cosplayers, which is why I asked to interview him. So, I guess we'll start with basic questions.
No, yes, and maybe.
So, what's with the name Ingmaster?
Where did Ingmaster come from? All right, that was a childhood nickname that I had from high school. Long story short, my gym teacher had a problem with a typewriter. I sat there for about a good 10 minutes and was able to figure out what happened and was able to get it fixed. And he just blurted out, "Thanks, Ink Master." That's the only thing I can recall that I did for him, that he was happy that I fixed his typewriter. And in gym class, he referred to me as Ink Master. In my time, I've had a lot of nicknames, all of them bad, especially when you're dealing with a last name that has only two letters and no vowel. And just a simple run-of-the-mill David, there's not much you can do with a David. Dave, Davey, D. So Ing Master was actually the first nickname that I actually liked, and I never forgot it. I remembered it like back in my mind when I was in high school, college, and when I started working on my photography, I decided to get a website, and I thought, oh, would be a good nickname. Let's use my old nickname. Ing Master, which has become the most mispronounced website on the planet since everybody calls it NG Master. It's Ing Master, to the point where I actually made a business card which has a mini pronunciation guide. I've actually gotten used to people just calling it NG. I'm like, it's Ing. One person says, "You're NG Master?" Ing Master. "You're Ing Master?" Yes.
Okay. Isn't your live journal icon like a Star Trek thing?
Yeah.
Yes, so did you used to be a Trekkie before you were an anime fan?
Everyone thinks I'm an anime fan before everything else, but in fact, I'm actually a Star Trek fan first and foremost. My photography and my work has been predominantly anime-oriented, but I wanted people to understand that that's not the only thing I'm interested in. Strangely enough, about 5 or 6 years earlier, the only thing people knew me for being a fan of was Star Trek. 5 or 6 years later, the only thing people think I'm a big fan of aside from photography is anime. So when I made my live journal, although most of the people I know are anime fans and the like, I decided to send a simple statement that I may be a fan of many things, but I'm still a Star Trek fan, first and foremost. I'm still going to think of Star Trek before anything else.
Yeah, I kind of been in front of that. I watched a lot of Star Trek growing up. I may have gone to one convention, like with my mom, who is like a big Trekkie, and my brother's a big fan, but...
Strangely enough, I don't go to as many Star Trek conventions as I used to. Well, yeah, that's true. Anime is a little bit more pervasive now.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Dragon Con was this weekend, and I almost decided to go at the last minute. I couldn't because of lack of money. Though, for some strange reason, I think it might not have been such a bad idea not to have gone.
Isn't it like a week long? Or is it like a 4-day weekend?
It's like a 4-day weekend. It started today, and I think it runs till at least Monday or so. But unfortunately, due to the effects of the hurricane, gas prices have actually gone to a rather extensive level, and somewhere in the back of my mind.
So, but you are an anime fan, right?
Of course, I'm an anime fan. I just simply try to make it clear that I'm not just a fan of it. I'm not just an anime fan. I'm a Star Trek fan. I'm a art fan. I'm many things, you know. But I just don't like it when people think that I'm a fan of only one thing or I'm known for just one thing, you know, it's multifaceted.
Yeah, I always find myself in like an awkward position where it's like, I used to be a Doctor Who fan before. Mm-hmm. I was an anime fan. I really loved Doctor Who, but there's only so much you can do with a show that's been off the air for like 10 or 15 years. Now there's a new season, so I've like joined a Doctor Who fan club in New York.
Yeah.
But what do I end up talking about? Like anime? So I seem like the person who, you know, is mildly interested in Doctor Who and interested in anime more. Which, it might kind of be the case, but there's a lot more quantity. I mean, the quantity of anime that's coming out is tremendous. So.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. It's also just so much more choice in terms of genre within anime. If you want something that's dramatic, you have one series. If you want something that's sci-fi, you have another. Something that's comedy, it's another. But I guess mainstream seems to have indicated that if you just like one series, you're automatically an anime fan, so you like them all.
Alright, so what anime and manga are you into right now? This is different from your all-time favorite.
Oh, what am I into at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay. Admittedly, I've got a very large backlog of DVDs. If I were to sit down and go over the whole batch, which would probably be what I'd be into right now, I'd probably say I'm looking at Chrono Crusade right now. I have this Key to the Metal Idol series that I haven't touched in like a whole year. In terms of manga, I've been reading a lot of Kendaichi Case Files. It's actually been something I've always loved. And in preparation for one project I was working on, I read over every issue of Oh My Goddess.
Isn't it really long?
Yeah. One whole comic book box. If you ever gone to a store somewhere, like a comic book store, and you get those big boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
My friend who's been collecting the whole manga series since day one, I asked him, can I borrow the whole series? Okay. Boof! Is that the whole thing? Yep. I've got 3 weeks to read the whole thing.
Do you play video games?
Yep, I do. It's actually funny because a lot of people don't think I play video games. They was in a dormitory and we were hanging around and I asked if I could get in a game of Soul Calibur 2. And they said, you play video games? Picked out my favorite character, Song Nina, and surprised them all by beating the living crap out of one of the playing people in there. Then, of course, then came the best player in the room and he whipped my ass pretty good.
I guess we should start at the top. How did you get into photography?
That's a good question. No, I'm serious. That's a good question. Recently, I came across this artifact of mine. It was this camera that my father gave me. He bought it in 1978. This old 35mm manual camera. Now, at the time, my father had no idea how to operate a camera, and I was only 3 years old at the time, so I had no idea how to operate a camera myself. In 1991, my father gave me the camera and said, it's yours. And from 1991 till 97 or 8, I just played with the camera on and off. I wasn't really trying too hard or anything like that. I also went to one of those cameras, not the big SLRs, which my father actually had. And then in 2003, I went to a photo seminar. You know, between 1998 till 2003, I'd gone to anime conventions, but I didn't really try to improve my photography. I just simply did it on and off just for fun. And one day, I decided to go to a little photo seminar, and he gave me an assessment of my work. He saw like a little one of those little brag books of photos. Just skimmed through, and he told me some information about photography, like what to do to improve my work. And I thought about it for a while, and I said, okay, I'll give it a try. Now, at the time, I just started into the digital photography world. I dug up yet another artifact, my old 2-megapixel camera, which cost me $400 at the time. And now my camera phone probably is more powerful than that thing. And after practicing for like a couple of weeks, you know, with my current cameras, I decided to graduate to something a little bit bigger, not my current camera. And at the time, I decided to try for press credentials at Otakon. I'd gone to Otakon 3 or 4 times, but just went there as a fan and just posted photos up just willy-nilly. It's like, yeah, here are the pictures from Otakon. And the next thing I knew, by surprise, they accepted me as press. So I said to myself, okay, I'd better improve my photography work. So next thing I knew, I was photographing the TMR concert and other events that were happening in 2003 that I would not have otherwise been able to do. And I started noticing that with the practice I was putting in, my photographs were getting better and better. Like 1 year earlier, all you saw were white streaks off the masquerade. Now, if you look at the photos from 2003 of the same masquerade, same lighting, same everything, you can actually see a person on stage. You can tell what that person's doing. You can even see the person's face. And in 2004, I started applying for press credentials on a regular basis and applying my photography skills more and more outside of the convention. And that's where things just took off.
Oh, so you don't actually need to be part of like a press organization, you can just apply?
I just did it myself. At the time I put together a website in around 2002. It was originally supposed to be a personal website about me, but after a while I started noticing just how things evolved, that people started going to my website saying that my photographs looked very nice. At the time, well, initially, the photographs looked like looked horrible, and I agreed, too. It's like, well, it was just more for fun and just go ahead, shoot, you know, just play with it for a while. And I think that the repetitive work of photographing, that action alone, and being able to work in a digital medium where I could make as many mistakes as I want and learn, that actually helped me along my work as a photographer.
Right. So it started off as like an amateur photography site like anyone else's, where it's just, here are my con photos. But yeah. Now it's like, how many photos did you take at Otakon, like this year?
This year? Let's see. I actually took less than I think I should have, since I got there late on Friday. Counting everything I did, at least 2,700 photos. And those were the ones that I liked, or at least had a usable image.
What's your favorite camera right now?
It's the one I'm carrying. It's a Nikon D70 digital SLR. It was the camera that I bought about a year ago. People oftentimes think that I've been doing this for years and years on end. In fact, if I were to say this realistically, I've only been doing photography at the level I'm at now for only about a year and a half now. The camera that I have is a Nikon D70 DSLR. It's, not to sound like a salesman pitch, but it's 6 megapixels. It's 6.1 megapixels, yeah. And it's just a joy to use. It is just such a joy to use. And it's also become a much more powerful learning tool, because up to that point, I didn't really have a good measure of certain aspects of photography that most photographers would just roll off their tongues like nothing. Like, this was back when I was starting to do this. And then after going to a SLR, actually returning to an SLR camera, I started learning more and more about the importance of certain features of a camera and photograph, and also learning about details that I need to capture when taking a good photo. But it was really up to that point when I started experimenting with aspects of photography that were otherwise being spoon-fed to me, that, you know, because I wanted to take a faster photo, I wanted to take a better photo, I wanted to take such and such photo, it just and coupled with the digital aspect, it actually helped me along with my work. Miles and miles on it.
So what do you do at your normal sort of job?
I am a technical support specialist at a computer company out in Long Island called Computer Associates. What that means, I help people with their computer problems, especially with a software application called Unicenter Service Plus Service Desk. For the most part, it's a simple 8-to-4 job where I work Computer Associates. I've been there for a good 7.5 years now. It has also fueled a rather painfully interesting and fun hobby called photography and anime and traveling.
So my big question of the hour is, do your coworkers know about your photography thing?
At first, I kept it quiet. It was basically, I have this mentality of separating work from home and work from personal. Work is where I go and do my thing. I actually joked about my age, which I'll get to momentarily, and personal life is my personal life, and I almost never try to let these two meet with one another. For the most part, though, I didn't want to really talk about my personal life at work, because it was just something that I felt was irrelevant. I was just there to do my job, and I then realized as time went on and on that I really should just let these people know, like, yeah, I may be a working guy and doing everything else just like everybody else, but I also have interests too. And one day the boss had found out on my website by accident, and the first thing he asked me was that they were going to have a little Christmas party and they wanted me to photograph the mini party. It was just within the group itself. It wasn't like the whole company party, but they said, yeah, can you photograph the Christmas party, our Christmas party? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? So I brought in my Nikon for the very first time. I nicknamed her Belle Dandy. There's an interesting story behind that. When I brought her in, everybody took one look and said, you use that camera? Yeah. They're looking at the camera for about a good minute, going, I have no idea how to operate this thing. Which means that I get to be the one who gets to take all the photos and get to embarrass people and not have to participate in anything embarrassing of my own. Until one person revealed that he knew a little bit about cameras, borrowed the camera while I did something embarrassing. Dang.
So, was it awkward at first to be like, oh, I'm taking Friday off? And people, you know, because my coworkers are always like, I'm like, I need the following Thursday and Friday off in August. And they're like, oh, are you going somewhere? I'm like, yes, Baltimore. What for? Biggest anime convention on the East Coast. Like, it's much less befuddling here. It's like, a lot of my office, my coworkers are nerds, and, you know, they read comics. They go to comic book conventions. It's not really that much of a stretch. They've seen anime. They're not like, they don't know what anime is, to use double negative. So it doesn't take, like, a whole stretch of explanation to be like, you know, like the confused regular people that you see at cons who are, like, just randomly in Baltimore that weekend and are like, now excuse me. I understand these are anime costumes sort of thing. Like, you know, where old people are like, what's going on?
So you want to know.
So do you tell your coworkers, like, oh, I'm going to this anime convention, that anime convention?
Well, at first I never really talked about where I was going. I just simply asked for the time off. Like for today, for example, I asked for the day off and boss actually said, yeah, sure, no problem. And he happened to ask me where was I going to go. And I said, oh, I'm going to go into the city for the day. Just relax and stuff. No, nothing strenuous or anything like that. Okay. Yeah. But weeks beforehand, like let's say anime Boston, he'll ask me where I'm going to go. I said, I'm going to go to Boston. For what? Photography work. And he's going, you're just going to that? Well, maybe hang out with some friends too or something like that. It's like your coworkers want to get more out of you. Like they want to know what you're doing and stuff. They want to see if you can justify taking that time off. Because if you have to take the time off, then they're going to go and say, oh, but we have all this work to do. But he's up there doing blah, blah, blah. A few years earlier when my boss had found said website, he took one look at the photos. And one of the things he asked me was, why do you seem so happy here?
Like, you've never seen you happy in a photograph?
Well, in the workplace, you know, I have this reputation of being a bit of a tight ass, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of people who know me personally have known that as well. You know, when things are, like, really tight and stuff, I just get all serious and focused and stuff, and I've admitted that I need to lighten up and loosen up a bit. But when they see the photos, they see me grinning ear to ear, and they go, why do you seem so happy? We've never seen you happy before. And I said, oh, so you've obviously never seen me at these sorts of things, have you? Where I laugh like an idiot and photograph everything in plain sight.
Alright, that's the end of part one of our interview with David Ng. There's one more thing I forgot to tell you. I have a manga review column now at buzzscope.com, which I will link to in the show notes. It's kind of through a local comic book store around here, but about twice a month I'll put out a batch of manga reviews and also record an audio file where I talk about them, but I'm not going to do it now because it's getting late. And I plan on going to OnaFest in Newark, New Jersey in 2 weeks, but I'll only be there on Saturday and Sunday. And I'll be at my friend Uralis' table. She's been invited as a guest at the con, which is kind of inexplicable. But anyway, so if anyone's going to that, you know, drop by and say hi. So if you're listening to the show for the first time, you can email us at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com. You can friend us on LiveJournal. Our LiveJournal name is ninjaconsultant. Our theme music is by Analog Lights, a division of Giant Spider Inc. For more information, email steve@giantspiderinc@hotmail.com.